The government is warned of blackouts of up to 5 hours a day. The government announcing a rationing plan to try to counter the energy shortage there.
Requiring strong energy efficiency programs.
And speeding up the permitting of new power plants.
The state dropped the ball on promoting energy efficiency.
Energy efficient economy.
And that has been a significant factor in the power shortages that they're now experiencing.
Renewables like wind and solar could provide 10% of the country's electricity by the year 2020. If power companies and politicians make renewable energy a priority.
The conservation program demands at least a 20% reduction in energy consumption in private homes.
But it can help them in the coming years and in the coming decades. They should have minimum efficiency standards.
You cannot conserve your way to energy independence.
Unfortunately, his solutions are wrong. His solutions are supporting the oil companies, the coal producers, the nuclear power plant builders, and those are expensive, dirty solutions to our energy problems.
Opening up environmentally sensitive areas, wilderness areas to oil drilling,
promoting construction of new coal-fired and nuclear power plants.
We need to expand its power supply.
The energy shortage
needs to get serious about diversifying its power supplies. It's been too dependent on hydroelectric power.
And analysts do not expect hydropower to grow.
Experiencing severe drought, that's a big factor, but they have not been expanding their generating capacity in recent years, and they haven't been doing as much as they could have been on promoting energy efficiency.